Hello, hello. Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Thanks for listening. Happy Monday. And happy eighth episode, hey.
Eight? Wow, yeah. Look at us.
Yep, this is our eighth episode. And we have been consistent now for 2 months. I'm so proud of us.
Honestly, me too.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I don't know if we've like already said this on the podcast, but neither of us knew anything about starting a podcast, anything about microphones or softwares or editing. And so for us to be at episode eight, I think is amazing.
It really is. Yeah. We had no idea what we were doing. I think how many editing softwares did we go through? Like three?
I don't know. Yeah. Before, I think three.
Yeah. Before we finally settled on.
Thought we were going to give up before we even started.
Luckily, the microphones that we ordered were like, you know, our one and done.
Yes.
Yeah.
True, because that could have been a nightmare too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are not tech girlies, but...
But we're here and we've done it. So, and thank you everyone for your support.
Yeah, thank you so much if you're still listening. We had like a lot of downloads on our very first episode and then it just kind of gets to be less and less.
Yeah, they kind of say like it will taper off for a few weeks and then it'll like go back up. So we're hoping it will go back up. But if not, you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
We're not here for the downloads only, so.
No. Yeah. It'll be okay.
Do you have a weekly update this week?
So this week, David got home.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. But it has been a really crazy week, and yeah. I'm, like, exhausted. So I'm going to try my hardest to be, like, high energy this episode.
Woo! Yeah.
but I am exhausted. So this week... We rent out a little town home, like a city over, and we are looking for renters to move in April 1st. But like, so anyway,
apply now.
Yes. I will be linking the application on our Instagram. No, I'm just kidding. But we are having an open house this weekend. And so anyway, we've been trying to get like everything ready for the open house this week, and it has just been kind of crazy. And you know, especially with my kids, like it's hard to have them there. We've been trying to like align babysitters. I've been getting in Facebook fights with people.
Oh my gosh, wait, I forgot to comment on that. You totally texted me that. How did I not reply to that? Sorry.
I don't even remember texting you that.
You did.
But I'm sure I did. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Who'd you get in a Facebook fight with?
It really wasn't. No, it really wasn't that big of a deal. But you know when you post, like, I don't know. I just feel like Facebook is such a weird place to be.
Yeah. Was it over the townhome?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was over the townhome. And so anyway, I had posted in like multiple yard sale pages.
Okay.
That we were doing an open house. We're looking for someone to rent our townhome. And anyway, a few people had commented, and then this one gal decided to comment, and she was like, don't you hate when people are so shady and they won't just list the price and they won't tell you the details? And she's like, my guess is the monthly rent is like $3,600 or something.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just kind of
funny.
Did
you comment back and be like, don't you hate when randos comment on your posts?
I mean, kind of
trolling.
I just commented back and was like, I'm happy to tell you the price of the townhome. And so I did in the comment, and I was just like, this is how much monthly rent is. I'm like, I would just rather, like, the people that are interested, I would rather just send them a DM instead of like posting the price everywhere. I mean, I guess maybe that would make my life easier, but I don't know. Anyway, I was just like, happy to answer any other questions you have.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
Just kind of funny because...
And also, I don't want you living in my place because you sound like a psycho.
No, David was like, post how much our rent is. He's like, but tell her for her it's $3,600. I was like, yeah.
I love it.
But no, it's just kind of funny because obviously like you can like comments. And so her comment has like way more likes than mine. I feel like I'm in a literal fight on Facebook. But it's funny because did you listen to the Megan Fox interview on Call Her Daddy?
I've only seen like snippets of it. And I was like, is this like unhinged? Like what is happening?
It was actually really good.
I have it on my list.
Well, in that interview, she talks about how if you were to see like someone getting like assaulted on the street or like being harmed, that like your first initial reaction would be to like run and go help them or like call for help. But when people do that online and people are being like verbally abused, people's initial reactions is to like join in.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I just thought it was kind of funny that like her comment would have more likes than mine. Do you know what I mean? Anyway,
I would have liked your comment, Chelsea.
Thank you. A true friend. Even if I didn't know you. An angel. No, but, and then I had one other guy comment and he just randomly commented like, rent is $4,800 or something.
Oh my gosh, just like, trolling.
I know. And I'm just like, can we get these people out of here? Like, what's going on?
Report them to the group page.
Anyway, yeah, so I've been fighting with people on Facebook this week, which,
oh no,
I can't deal with that kind of.
Sounds like it's been a little bit stressful, but.
No, it's been good. It's really been good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we've just been fixing fences and painting baseboards and we replaced the carpet and just all nice. The things. But yeah, we're finally doing our open house tomorrow and then the next day. So
yay.
I can't wait to just like get it out of the way and be done with it.
Yes. But yes.
Yeah. So
get that stress off your back.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's really all I've been doing this week. What about you?
Oh, well, just another episode where I mentioned my birthday. Happy birthday. It's finally passed. But no, yeah, I just had like a really fun birthday party and celebrated Kale turning 2. We didn't talk about this last week, did we?
I don't think so. No.
Not me being like, wait, did I already say this?
No, I don't think we did.
I was dying though because Kale, okay, so my daughter, Vivi, who's 4, loves attention, like center of the show. Like she literally tells me every single day that she wants to learn how to sing on a big stage by herself. Like she wants to be Taylor Swift. She wants to be a pop star. Love it for her. My son Kale is literally the opposite. So when people would call him to wish him happy birthday, he would be like, no, I'm not 2. Stop it. Like he was so pissed all day long. Hated the attention. So yeah, that was, I don't know, just surprising to me because Vivi is the opposite. Mm-hmm.
Loves the attention.
But it was funny. I need to like journal about his birthday and add all of those like little funny things in.
Mm-hmm. What did you guys do?
Yeah, we went to, my friend Rachel invited us. Well, she just wanted to do something with us on our birthday. So, she came with us to get donuts at Krispy Kreme and then we went to Hang Time, which is in Orem, and it's just like a fun little like trampoline park.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that and then my parents actually surprised me and came into town and so that was really fun.
Mm-hmm. That and was then, a cute surprise.
Yes, they literally, my dad like called me and was just like, oh, like happy birthday, what are you up to? And I was like, oh, I'm just at Target like shopping for my birthday party. And then like 15 minutes later I'm checking out and I literally hear, happy birthday to you. And I just see my parents. I was in like disbelief. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Cause if you don't know, Haley's parents they live out of state.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So it was like very shocking to see them. But it was so cute and I loved it. And they took me to lunch and kind of like filled up the rest of our afternoon, which was nice.
Yeah. Did you have other plans or?
No, actually I didn't. And I was like wanting to stay out of the house to like keep my house clean because I had friends coming over. And so it was honestly like perfect. It was great. Yeah.
Yeah,
and my kids were so excited too. And then, yeah, I just had my birthday party and I had so many friends show up for me. It was so nice. And I just felt like super loved. And yeah, it was great, honestly.
It was such a fun party. And when Haley says that so many friends showed up for her, we're talking so many people.
Stop.
No, really, though. I was like, wow. Like, how many girls? 15 to 20 at least.
Yeah, I think there was like almost 20, I think.
Like, yeah.
18 or 19, maybe.
Yeah, like a lot of girls.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, if this was my birthday party, it'd be like four people in the room, including like my mom. But like, it was really, really fun, actually.
Oh, I just like have gained so many friends from like different stages of life. And
yeah.
I feel very like grateful for that. All in my adulthood, but like just from different, like, I don't know, places. Yeah. So.
And
it was fun.
Yeah. And it was so fun to like get to meet so many of your friends and just like get to talk with them.
Well, and they were all really excited to meet you, like, especially because of the podcast. So.
Oh, yeah.
It was just fun.
Yeah. It can be kind of scary for me.
Yeah. For me, it was just really fun to like see all of my worlds collide, you know?
I know. That's the best, honestly, when you force every person in your life that you know to just like get to know everyone else that you know. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. It really was. It was really fun. So good vibes. And I had a really great birthday. So.
Good.
What about pop culture this week? What do you have?
I don't have too many things going on.
Maybe Kate Middleton update.
I did put down Kate Middleton.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just like, what are we going to talk about now that Love is Blind is over?
But I
like,
know.
Anyway, Kate Middleton is on my radar. I'm worried about her, you know. That video that came out with her. Okay, I was dying when you sent me on Instagram. You were like, that's not Kate Middleton, that's Timu. Kate Middleton. I'm like, there's no better way to describe.
Seriously. It's like so weird because I've like watched the video. I've like dissected like the photo and I'm just like, it like looks like her, but it doesn't at all.
It looks like a younger thing. And she's very, I'm not saying she's not thin, but it looks like a younger, like thinner version of her almost.
Yeah.
Like,
and I was kind of
like, the face
is
like slimmer or something.
Yes. And I was like, well, maybe she's just been like really sick and like, she's just like lost a ton of weight, but it's like, also the mannerisms. Mm-hmm. And also I just found it like very odd that like that would be her first like appearance to the public after all of this. Like it just seems very like, oh, let's just like put you out on the street. And
also they had no security with them.
No security.
Didn't you think that was odd?
Well, and aren't the royals not even like allowed to shop? Weren't they like at a market?
They were at a farm.
Oh, they were at a farm.
So I'm not.
Okay, so maybe that's not considered like shopping.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, I mean, for sure it was weird.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying that they didn't even know if that was Prince William either.
Well, have you seen both of their like doubles?
No.
Oh my gosh, I will send you after this. Like their doubles, like, are identical to them.
Okay.
Truly.
Well, does her double look more like that girl?
Oh, I think so. Okay. Yeah, I think so. And I was like watching a TikTok and the girl was like going over like the height difference. Mm-hmm. She like showed a photo of like Kate and him and Kate's like wearing high heels and the height difference. And then like the photo that just came out and the girl was taller than when Kate was wearing heels in the photo with
so
just
she's
like tennis
really
shoes
tall.
On. Yes.
Okay.
And so she was like, the height difference is not matching up. Like this can't be. I'll have to send it to you. It was interesting. But
it's all so weird.
It's just weird. It just is weird the way they've gone about it. And so whether it is something or not, the way they've gone about it has made it into something so much bigger.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you see that E! News posted today that like, Kensington Palace. Is it Kensington Palace? I think I called it Buckingham Palace last episode, but I was wrong. Is it Kensington?
I think Kensington? It's Kensington, yeah.
Okay. They came out and said that she's like stepped back into her duties like as of today.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
But like privately.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all just real fishy.
Real fishy.
Yeah. I saw a girl on TikTok and she was saying, I can't remember what her ins are, but she has like some ins.
Okay.
Apparently. And she was saying that Kate did have abdominal surgery.
Okay.
And I guess, wow, I'm not explaining this very well, but something went wrong and apparently she has like a colostomy bag.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. Uh-huh. And so anyway, she was basically just saying like, yes, like things are seeming fishy. She's like, but it's really not like as fishy as you would think. I don't know. There are so many theories.
Yeah.
So many.
Well, and that's why I was, that's like what I was saying is I'm like, even if it's nothing, the way they've gone about it has made it into something.
Exactly.
And it's kind of fun, but it's also like, I just hope she's well.
Yeah, but kind of scary too.
Kind of scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Okay. The only other thing that I put down, did you see that Christine Quinn's husband got arrested? You put that
yeah,
down
I
too?
Yeah, I put that down too. Okay. Yeah.
I just thought this was such a weird...
assault with a deadly weapon.
Okay. We have to come back to that.
Okay.
But so I had read that he and Christine had gotten into a fight.
Okay.
And he'd thrown a bag of glass, and the bag of glass had hit their 2-year-old son in the head. And so the 2-year-old son is like hospitalized right now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I
had. Is that the deadly weapon?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, yeah, like that's okay. Yeah, it's not like a gun, but like seriously.
Okay, but who has just like a bag of glass lying around?
Bag of glass.
I don't know.
And throwing it when your kid's in the room? No. Seriously. But yeah, that's what I read. I didn't read like what the weapon was. I don't know if it even said, but all I know is I saw him getting arrested in his freaking bathrobe.
Yeah, in his bathrobe. When you're a billionaire, you can get arrested in a bathrobe. It's yeah. Fine. Yeah. No, yeah. I heard it was a bag of glass, and I'm like, who has a bag of glass? Just like,
what does that even, I don't even mean?
Know. I don't know. But what's their baby's name?
I don't even know.
Okay. Well, poor baby.
Poor baby. So sad.
And poor Christine Quinn. Honestly, I like her, so.
I know you do. You're a weirdo. She's truly just,
she's what?
She's toxic.
I like her.
She's terrible, but she has a really good fashion sense. So
fun to look at.
Beautiful.
So fun.
Very fun to look at.
Honestly, all the girls of Selling Sunset are super fun to look at. Yeah. All of them are a little cuckoo.
Yeah, but they are.
Yeah,
it's true. I miss her on the show for sure.
Like, me too.
She definitely brought it to the show, but
yeah. But yeah, that was all I wrote down for pop culture.
Okay,
pop culture. I don't know.
Was well, a I've little... got a little more.
Okay. Go ahead.
Have you seen the recent photos of Scott Disick?
No.
Oh, Chelsea. Okay. He last posted on February 12th, and looked like totally normal. Like,
I'm a Scott healthy. Disick lover.
Oh, look at him now. He has. He has lost so much weight.
A zombie.
His face is like caved in. He looks scary.
Oh my gosh.
It's sad. I'm like, I'm nervous about his health. I'm like, are you okay? Because there was like that Marvel actor that like everyone was like, oh, he's doing drugs. But then it came out that he like had cancer. And everyone's like,
who was it? The Black Panther?
I think so.
I can't remember his name.
Ugh. Yeah.
What was his name? The guy that played Black Panther.
Yeah. And everyone was like judging hardcore, but then it ended up that like he had cancer. So I'm like, I don't want to like say that he's like doing drugs or like whatever, but he just looks very sickly. Mm-hmm. Like his whole face is like caved in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't already seen, you have to go look up photos of him. Because
that makes me sad. I love Scott Disick.
I know. You and loving all your toxic people. Freaking weirdo.
Do you not love Scott Disick?
No. I mean, I think he's entertaining, but I think he's a douchebag as well.
Okay. Well, you might regret saying that because who knows what's going on.
Sorry,
with him.
Scott. I mean, at least he used to be. Who knows now? But yeah, there's a lot of speculation on like what's going on there. But
it's kind of
sad.
Yeah.
And then I just have like the Women Tell All.
Okay.
I don't have too many things to say other than it was unhinged.
Okay. I did not watch Women Tell All, but I'm ready for you to tell me all the things. I have seen clips on TikTok, so
yeah.
I feel like I've gotten the gist of it.
Yeah.
You know what I've decided? Because I'm behind on Bachelor by like 3 episodes.
Yeah.
I have decided that like Bachelor is just like not that exciting to me as it used to be.
Yeah.
And I am one to always look up spoilers at like the beginning of the season. And I feel like because I look up the spoilers that I'm not as like interested in watching every single episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe with this next season of The Bachelorette, I will not look like I'll challenge myself to not look up spoilers for once. That way I'll be more intrigued.
Invested.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. honestly, this was a good season too. So I feel like you not being invested like sucks for you.
And I love Joey.
Like, yeah, Joey's great. And the girls have been crazy all season long. Like, yeah, they've provided great drama.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm just not. It's like just not like my number one priority. Yeah.
Well, and Love is Blind came on at the same time. Like, and that was a very good season. So I feel like that kind of maybe got in the way too. Yeah. But no, I mean, I don't have like too many thoughts on it. I don't want to like necessarily recap it, but I just like love Maria so much more after it. Like, she just carries herself so well. She did not back down to them. Anytime she like got called out by Jess for interrupting. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Jess was like, you always interrupted me in the house and said I was stupid. And Maria's like, hold on. And Jess was like, see, you're interrupting me right now. And Maria's like, no, I'm telling you to hold on because I never said shut up. She's like, if you are going to like give context to our situation, it needs to be factual. And she just like called her out like right then and there. And that's the thing with Maria that people in the house had a really hard time with, is if she had a problem with something, she would just confront it right then and there. And I think that's very jarring to a lot of people because a lot of people are a little more passive aggressive. But the way she like stood up for herself was honestly so inspiring. And then at the end of the episode, she actually ended up giving like Jess, no, was it Jess? No, it was Sydney and Leah, like a hug.
Oh.
And was just like, I just want to be good with you guys. Like, I want this all to like end.
And how did they react?
And they gave her a hug back and they're like, we feel like we didn't really get to know you. And I think Sydney and Leah are psychos, but I just like thought the way Maria handled herself was so amazing. And I just love her.
Good.
So much.
Yeah. I like her a lot too.
And you know who else I really liked was Lexi.
Yeah. I think Lexi would also be a really good bachelorette.
I do too. And she just, I don't know. She just has like a lot of poise and she's just, I don't know.
Yeah. She's a really cute girl.
I really
girl.
Love her. But yeah, this is a spoiler, but Rachel went home. So now it is just Kelsey and Daisy. And Kelsey's note, we need to talk, of course, was nothing. And it scared the shit out of Joey. And he was like freaking out. And so she left that conversation being like, okay, well, now I'm freaked out because he's freaked out.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, yeah, you're dumb. Why'd you do that?
Do we think the producers wrote that note?
I mean, it showed her writing it. But like, I mean,
or maybe they asked her.
I was going to say, I do feel like they definitely had something to do with it. It just doesn't seem like something she would really do.
Mm-hmm.
But have you seen her TikTok?
Which one?
Just like any of her TikToks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just love her.
She's hilarious.
She's hilarious. The way she like just, I don't know, goes about like all the hate that she gets like about her appearance when she is like literally stunning.
You know,
it cracks
me up.
There's
so many about her teeth being yellow. I know. And she just does not care.
She does not care. And the thing is they're just comparing them to everyone else's like veneers. Mm-hmm. Like, she just has very normal looking teeth and they're actually really beautiful. Like, they're very straight and they're very beautiful. But I just think it's funny because it's like her yellow teeth and Joey's yellow eyes and it's just yellow, yellow all season. There's just so much yellow. But yeah, I didn't really have too much to say about that, but just that it was a really good woman tell all.
Okay. Well, I need to watch it. I know I'm behind.
Jesse Palmer constantly having to be like, ladies, like, we need to move on. That type of a woman tell all. So,
because was it just like Sydney and Leah the whole time? Is her name Leah? Leah?
Oh, shoot. Maybe it's Leah. Sorry.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Was it just them like the whole time?
Just everyone, like either for them or against them, like type of a thing. Okay. So it was good.
Yeah. I need to watch. And I will for sure be watching the finale.
Yes.
For sure.
Is that next week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I'm so excited.
Isn't it like a 3-hour?
Yeah.
And after the final rose.
Can't wait. I'm going to put my kids to bed.
Yep. The whole ordeal.
Have a treat. Have a drink. Just watch it. 3 hours long. Sounds great.
Yeah. Good. You deserve. Okay. Do you have anything else for pop culture?
Nope. That was all.
Okay. Okay. So this week we are reading your shocking confessions. And you guys, some of you delivered.
Some of you delivered. Some of you, it was interesting. Some interesting things were submitted.
Yeah, there are some interesting ones for sure. I want to give a little, I don't know, like parental advisory warning. Oh, a little. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe this is like not the best episode to listen to with like kids in your car.
Yeah.
There, nothing is like too crazy, but you know, there's a few things that you may not want your kids to hear. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
just fair enough.
Yeah. Just want to put that out there before we begin.
Yes.
Anyway, we're just going to give our reactions. I've only read through these one time, really. And so yeah. Everything's going to be pretty.
This is pretty candid.
Yeah.
Should I share a shocking confession?
Okay, sure. I don't have one.
It's okay.
Is it weird if you share one and I don't?
I mean, I think it's fine.
Okay.
As long as you're fine with it.
Yeah. I mean, I could, I don't know. I just, yeah, it would take me a minute to come up with one probably.
Oh, that's okay. I've been thinking about this all week.
Okay, good.
It's a shocking confession. Obviously, my husband knows about it. Maybe a couple other people. Okay. But
very excited.
When I was in high school, I worked at Tilly's, which is a clothing store. And I told my parents that I got a job promotion. And that my job promotion, I'm so sorry, parents, if you're listening to this. And my job promotion was to style the mannequins after clothes. Okay? I just made this up.
Okay.
But really what I would do.
Okay, I'm like, is that the confession?
Nope, this is not the confession. Really what I would do is I would park my car outside of Tilly's and my boyfriend would come pick me up and take me back to his house. And his parents both traveled for work.
Uh-huh.
So it's just me, him, and his little brother.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so parents thought you were styling the mannequins, but really you were making out with boyfriend?
Yes. I like lied to them and said I got a job promotion. They were so proud of me too.
See, this is the problem with parents who are too overprotective. Sorry, Haley's parents. I'm not trying to tell you you're too overprotective. But it's just funny because the way my parents raised me, like my mom. So, wow, we're getting into something we didn't need to, but
it's all good.
My high school jobs, I would sometimes work until like 1-2 in the morning.
Right.
Because we would literally take that long to close. Anyway, if I wanted to go hang out with a boy until like 4 or 5 in the morning, I literally would. And I would just tell my mom and my mom would be like, okay, great. Like, but you're going to school tomorrow and you're getting A's.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Like there will be natural consequences for this action. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just like parents who let their kids like be honest and just, you know, be open. Yeah,
fair
honest.
Enough.
Yeah. You don't have to deal with the lies.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And honestly, like my parents, I feel like were pretty reasonable, but I just was also the type that like would push the bounds always wanted more than what they gave me. I would say they're pretty reasonable as long as we were with people that they like approved of, if that makes sense, you know?
I love thinking of them coming into the store and being like, wow, that mannequin is styled so nicely, Haley. And you just be like,
let's just hope they never listen to this and truth will never be uncovered. But I just thought it'd be fun to give my own little shocking confession.
I love that. Good confession.
Okay, should we start out?
Yes. Should I read the first one?
Do it.
Okay. I act dumb for attention. Shame on you.
How old are you? How old are you? Like, are we talking, are you 13? Are you like 12?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing this person is like at least in their 20s.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we've all done it, right? Like every girl I feel like has tried this out. I feel like every girl has like tried it out to see if it would be cute or not. Like if guys would think it's cute.
I'm like trying to honestly think if I have ever acted dumb for attention. No, I think honestly my like thing would be more so going along with something that I didn't understand so people wouldn't think I was dumb.
Okay.
If that makes sense. You know, like someone would be like, oh, like if I was dating someone, they'd be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. Even though I like have no idea what they're talking about, instead of just asking questions.
Yeah.
So that no one would perceive me as dumb.
I just feel like, and like I said, like maybe we've all tried it out, but then you realize that it's not like a cute thing. And then you kind of give up on that.
Especially these days, like if a guy wants their woman dumb, run the other way, please.
Yeah.
Like, agreed. Yeah, we like the smarts.
Agreed.
So I don't know, maybe try a different tactic. Be you. Yeah. No more acting dumb.
No more acting dumb.
My husband and I have watched porn a couple of times together.
I don't think this is like a big deal at all.
Yeah. I think this person is probably like living in Utah in like Molly Mormon land. Mm-hmm. And that might be like such. Okay. I don't want to like invalidate this person. Maybe I should preface that. No, we're not trying to invalidate. We're just trying to kind of comment on these things and making it maybe a little more normalized, because I think there could be a lot of shame involved in something like this, which is why I would need to come out as like a confession. And I think this person would be shocked at how many couples they know that have done this.
100%. Here are my views on porn, in case anyone wanted to know.
Yeah, Chelsea, lay it out.
I just think that if two people agree to watch porn together and they think, you know, like it's like a consensual thing, they both enjoy that and that's good for their relationship, then that is great and fine. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different if like one person is pressuring the other person, right? Or, you know what I mean?
Or that's it's like a secretive thing on one person's end.
Yes. Yeah. That's where things get a little iffy. But if it's like a consensual thing between a couple,
it's like
great and fine.
Who's going to tell you that? That's like,
yeah. So anyway, just personally, I don't really think this is like that big of a deal, but yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's not like that.
Agreed.
Yeah. It's not like super, super shocking to me or anything, but you know, do whatever makes you and your partner happy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. I think lizard people are real. I'm going to have to Google right now what lizard people are. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Okay. No. It's like the conspiracy theory that like,
okay, yeah, just
some like
me.
Politicians and celebrities are actually lizards and that they like literally wear like a costume of the person, but like they're actually lizards. It's a real conspiracy theory. I've never subscribed to this conspiracy theory.
But wait, I just don't get it. Like, why would they be lizards? Like, they're aliens?
Yeah, kind of, actually. Yeah, I would say, like, kind of. I don't know. It's been a long time since I did a lizard person deep dive conspiracy theory, because I've done it. I've done it for sure. And I've, like, seen all sorts of videos, but like I've never seen. I don't know. I think it's a bunch of baloney.
And it's just politicians,
like celebrities, politicians. This is like what they think they actually look like.
Okay, yeah, that is really weird.
I'm just showing Chelsea some videos, or not videos, pictures.
Do a lot of people think lizard people are real?
I would not say a lot. Okay. I just think it's been a conspiracy theory that's floated around. Okay. But,
yeah. I'd like to know who wrote this in. Please come forward. I'm interested. I have questions.
Send us your TikToks.
Yeah, I have questions.
I've seen one of your husband's genitals. Don't worry, I'm a guy.
Well, I'm just here to say that I know many, many a men have seen my husband's genitals. So
I'm just happy they prefaced that they were a guy, though, or else I'd be like,
me
what?
Too. I'd be all over that. I'd be paying to see who
sent
in
that
the
anonymous message.
No, yeah.
Oh, I'm dying.
I'm like, did Vince write this in?
Oh my gosh, it's a possibility. Always a possibility.
Always a possibility.
I could see one of his friends writing it in, though, for sure. So
I know. I'm like, you should have said
which husband. Yeah.
Because I'm also interested in that. But
I love it.
Either way, whatever. My father-in-law is low-key hotter than my husband. This one makes me giggle a little bit.
Kind of sad. Not the hot father-in-law.
Yeah, no, this is like kind of sad, kind of funny.
It is kind of sad.
Is what it is.
Some men age like a fine wine, and maybe your husband, maybe that's what you have to look forward to. I don't know.
True.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
All right. I only truly love one of my kids.
Okay, I take it back. The last one is not sad. This one is sad.
This one's sad. I'm just going to, I think, false. I say that one of your kids is maybe a little bit more likable and the other one's a little bit harder. It's really hard sometimes to show love to your children when they are being little I don't know what the
S-H-I-T's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to get canceled. but seriously, it's hard sometimes to like show them love because you're just like getting shit on all the time by them. But I don't know if like, I don't know. I just have a hard time believing that this person actually only loves like one of her children.
Me too. That is like a shocking statement.
Yeah.
I would also have to say like, I don't know. It's just so hard because you don't want like your kids growing up like blatantly knowing, you know, that you only love one of them.
Yeah. And kids are smart. They can see through.
Yeah, they're smart.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard.
Maybe you should go to therapy on that one because
there
might be like things that they're doing that trigger you, you know?
Yeah. I have a daughter specifically that reminds me a lot of my childhood and like me as a child. And I'm not saying that like I don't love her because I absolutely do so much.
Yeah.
But I would say she is more of my triggering child for me.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I absolutely love her. But here's what I was going to say is I think, and even like specifically with her, I think that like my relationship with her will be easier the older she gets. But it's like you're saying, and I don't know how old this person's children are, but like when they are younger, like can be harder.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, the teen years can be hard. So maybe I just have no idea what I'm talking about right now. But
no, I think what you said is accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, best of luck with that.
Yeah. I have a private TikTok to post thirst traps.
Hey, yo, get it.
Okay, I have questions though.
Yeah, can like what kind?
Yeah, can you send those in? No, can you have a private TikTok?
Like, I don't know. Maybe they're saying like maybe an anonymous TikTok. So like maybe people can't see their face or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
But then are they videos? If it's TikTok, it's like a thirst trap video.
Yeah.
Because I thought thirst traps were just sounding like
more and more scandalous.
I know. I have so many questions. I'm like, but yeah, aren't thirst traps just like photos or am I wrong? No,
like, I mean, I think it can be videos too.
Okay.
Even like statements, I think could be considered like thirst traps.
Okay.
Just like anything that would make someone want to like comment, like people think they're fishing for like, you know? But I mean, hey, if that like makes you feel good about yourself, I'm not going to judge you. Post your anonymous TikToks.
I just have questions about the, like, I didn't know you could have like a private TikTok, but it's probably like you said, like it's probably maybe like so-and-so's not showing their face, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's kind of what came into my head. But
yeah, I don't know. Kind of fun. Kind of scandalous. Love it.
Yeah. The next one. I hate my family.
I mean, we all been there.
Dude, family can be really hard. Family dynamics, they're so different. It's like you grow up with your own and you're like kind of used to your own, but like they still piss you off. And then it's like you add an extended family and then it's like you get married and you have their immediate family and then you have their extended family and family can just be a lot. Mm-hmm. It can be a lot. So if you're having hateful feelings, I mean, yeah. I wouldn't say that's uncommon.
No, I wouldn't say it's uncommon either. Maybe like your whole family.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, but
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I think we've all been there at one time or
yeah, definitely.
I hooked up with my boss that was 13 years older than me. Feel like I need so much more context with a lot of these.
I know.
Because I'm like, how old were you?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, when that happened. Because if you were like 20, well, I don't really care.
Yeah.
You know?
But if you were like fresh out of high school.
Yes. Or even in high school, but you're 18. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It's like flirting on the edge.
That's true.
Risky business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you were like an emotionally mature somewhat, you know, and like consenting to it, then whatever. The boss thing gets me though.
I know. The boss thing is kind of funny.
The boss, yeah.
Have you ever like dated or like made out or anything with a boss or a manager?
No. No.
Interesting.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, Chelsea's shocking confession coming in.
Here's my shocking confession.
Yes, I actually did date one of my managers.
Okay. Were you guys like the same age though?
We were
like
the same age.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I dated one of my managers. We only dated for like a month. He was, I don't know, kind of interesting. Just really full of himself, I would say.
Oh, yuck.
More so than anything.
Yeah.
And then things did get kind of weird when we broke up because obviously he was still my manager. Then I then was making out with one of my other managers.
Oh.
And so anyway, it was like this, like, I don't want to say like love triangle, but like kind of
like a
weird. Yeah. Like a weird dynamic.
With the managers.
And then this was like a couple years later. This was at the same job.
Okay.
I was then making out with another one of my managers.
Chelsea.
At the same place. But they were not like significantly older than me or anything. I just, anyway, I worked at the same job for forever. So.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, anyway. Luckily, it never like truly ruined anything
like that's
for
like
me. But
kissing three guys in the same friend group.
They were not friends though. So
yeah, I mean, fair enough then.
Yeah, it actually didn't like cause any like true harm, but it totally could have.
Yeah.
I was dumb.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I was dumb.
But I mean, fun for you. Fun times.
Super fun. Super, super fun times.
All right. I tell my parents and in-laws that we're trying to have a baby just so they'll stop asking about it.
Claps.
On. Yeah.
Good for you.
Clapping. Because seriously, they got to stop asking. It's just rude. And like people don't know why or like what the background is and just got to stop asking.
It's no one's business. I mean, I feel like at this point, like everyone knows it's no one's business and everyone knows to not be asking about that.
But the older generation doesn't care.
Yeah. The older generation, they still don't get it.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Tell them you're trying.
Yeah.
Even if you aren't.
Yeah.
Just
whatever to get them off your back. I'm all for it.
I know. Or just say something like way out of line to them too. So they'll shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Totally justified. I go to church every Sunday, but I don't actually believe in God. And I know multiple people like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes church for people is just like community or it's just like something they've kind of always done.
That's what I was going to say. It's like community, or I feel like if you're going, but you don't believe in it, it has to be like a social pressure.
Yeah, totally. And you know, that's not like right or wrong, you know, like I just think, I don't know. I think if it's like causing stress on you, then maybe you can like dive a little deeper into that. But I feel like if it's not causing stress on you, like
exactly.
You go to church.
Because community is important.
Yeah, totally.
So if that's like the community that you find comfort in, then great.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I was high for all of Thanksgiving Day last year and none of my family noticed.
Awesome.
What a fun time.
They probably did notice. Joke's on you.
Yeah, seriously, they're all still talking about it.
Like, I was high, but no one knew. Everyone's like, oh yeah, he was
lit. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Probably you just like sitting there stuffing your face and acting all aloof.
Yeah. So funny. Probably like, yeah, a fun day to be high though.
Just
eat all the things. I pee in the shower. Okay, Haley, genuine question. Do you pee in the shower?
Sometimes.
Okay. David and I often argue about this.
Do you pee in the shower?
I don't. Have I peed in the shower? Yes.
Yeah.
Like everyone has peed in the shower. Like, duh.
Yeah.
But like as an adult, no, I don't pee in the shower because I have to clean the shower. And anyway, it's just like a personal thing. Like, I think some people like don't care because they're like, okay, well, it just goes down the drain, like whatever. But like personally for me, and I think it's habit too, but I will always like pee before I get in the shower.
Yeah, that's my norm too. But like occasionally I do, and I'm not going to like get out of the shower if I'm wet to like go pee on the toilet. Like,
yeah.
But the reason actually why I am like pretty against being in the shower is because it's actually really bad for your pelvic floor.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Yeah, no,
so,
I don't pee
doing
in the
it.
Shower.
Yeah.
But like the fact that you do, like, thumbs up. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I feel like probably 80% of people pee in the shower.
Probably.
And everyone.
Not us, like, doing a poll.
100% of people have peed in the shower.
Oh, yeah. If someone says they never have, I'm calling BS. Mm-hmm. For sure. I love my husband to death and will never leave him, but I always have dreams about me leaving him or cheating on him, and I don't know why. I think these are stress dreams, honestly. I don't think they necessarily are like a premonition that you're going to like cheat on your husband or leave him.
100%.
I just think our minds do like crazy things when we're stressed out. And if he's like maybe contributing to that stress, that may be why. Mm-hmm. And also, if you are pregnant, I cannot tell you, I don't know who submitted this, but if you are pregnant, I cannot tell you how many of my friends have had dreams about cheating on their husbands when they're pregnant.
Really?
It's like a weird hormone thing. Yeah.
I don't think I have ever had a dream that I have cheated.
Oh, really? David. It's always David cheating on you?
Like at least once a week.
Oh, no.
I have a hardcore dream that David cheats on me and
do you wake up pissed?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, I'm always mad. But yeah, I don't think I can ever recall having a dream that I have cheated on him.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is like it's like you said, it's just like a more of like a stress thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm married, but every once in a while I check up on my exes on social media. Not in a like I miss them way, just curious to see how they're doing. Okay, let's just like get it out there. Like,
yeah,
if you say you have never done this, you're a liar.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. It's normal. Like if you've spent an amount of time with someone, like you want to see how they're doing years later. You want to see like how their life has progressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say like, I actually have not done this in a long time.
Checked up on your exes.
Uh-huh. But like, this is a normal thing I feel like that people do, but it does hurt the pride to admit it because it is kind of embarrassing. It's like you don't want to say that, like, you know, you're thinking about someone from your past or whatever.
Yeah,
but I mean,
see, mine's always the Facebook memories.
Oh,
that's always what gets me. Gosh. So like
Facebook, if I have a Facebook,
yeah, if I have a Facebook memory that pops up, yeah, I'm gonna like click on it and just like go see what their life is like, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. For me, it's not ever really like, oh, it's just like a thought to go check up on them. But it's usually just like, oh.
Yeah. It's so interesting, you know? Because it's something that like the older generation didn't have to worry about because they didn't have social media. But like for our generation and people growing up with social media, like this will always be a thing now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So
no privacy.
Anyway. Yeah. I mean, you're not alone. I feel like everyone either does that or has done that.
The next one's pretty similar. It's, I stalk my husband's ex-girlfriend on social regularly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know. It's like I said.
Maybe this one's actually a little different.
Yeah. It's a little different because you're constantly.
Yeah. I think regularly, I would just say stop doing that. I just don't think that's healthy to do.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Like, it's like, why?
Yeah, exactly. It's not healthy. And like, also like, the block button is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just go ahead and block her.
Yeah.
I know maybe you're the type of person that's like, oh, I actually don't want to. Like, I'm so curious. You know what I mean? But like, for your own good.
Yeah.
I would suggest just go ahead and block her.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like there's no way this doesn't stem from some sort of insecurity. And mm-hmm. so I'm kind of like, I just think you should block her and just be done with it.
Yeah.
Like, she is contributing nothing to your life anymore. Mm-hmm. And I just think, like, what a waste of, I don't know, your energy.
Yeah, that is. That's a waste of your thoughts and your energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am the most vanilla person ever, but not when it comes to sexy time with my husband.
Lucky husband.
Yeah, I mean, good for you.
Yeah. I would love to know who this is.
I think this is a lot of people. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Honestly, they always say it's like the quiet ones, you know, it's the vanilla ones. That's what they say. So honestly, get it. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. And good for your husband.
Yes. Love it. Good for your husband.
My husband gives me the ick. This may be so sad.
I need more context.
I know. I'm like, is it behaviors that give you the ick? Is it just him in general? if it's him in general, like, oh my gosh, like,
I know, why are you with him if he yeah. gives you the ick?
And does he know? Like, do you tell him? Like,
yeah, you gotta tell him. Well, yeah. you know,
let him down softly, but yeah, gotta tell him. Softly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think at certain times of the month, you know, like there are behaviors that my husband can do that are annoying. I wouldn't say give me the ick, but just that are aggravating, you mm-hmm. know. But like, I don't know. I it would be sad to me if I were like married and was just like, yeah, Vince just gives me the ick. Like, what yeah. a sad thing. I don't know.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah. And I would be so sad if like it were reversed as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I think you need to address that because you can't live the rest of your life like that.
I know. Yeah. It's like I said, I just like need more context. I'm like, what about him gives you the ick?
Yeah.
And why do you just like not love him anymore?
Yeah. Because maybe honestly, I do feel like sometimes people will like kind of fall out of love and then they kind of want a way out. So then it's kind of like everything their spouse does just like pisses them off or gives them the ick, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why. Who knows?
Yeah.
See, we're speculating now. So you need to come forward and tell us what's up.
Yes. Okay. Right after I graduated high school, I found one of my teachers on Tinder and swiped right. We matched and went on a few dates before I just decided I didn't want to be a part of a scandal.
This gives me the ick. Not to be rude, but I just think this is so icky. Like, I can't do the, like, high school teacher, student, like, nope, doesn't do it for me. Grody.
I had a teacher in high school.
Oh, no, Chelsea, another shocking confession.
I'm like, it was me. I dated the high school's teacher. What? The high school teacher as well.
All of them.
No. I had a teacher in high school. She was an English teacher. I'm all thinking right. Vince probably knows her. I'm going to have to follow up.
Is that the one he said is hot?
No. He would not. Did he have
that? Might have been an Orem high school teacher though. I always he went to two different high schools. So. Yeah.
No. So anyway, there was an English teacher that I had. She had married one of her students from like, I don't know how much older he was than me. Maybe like 4 or 5 years older than me. Anyway, she had married him like 6 months after he had graduated high school.
No, red flag. Like, I think she should be in jail.
It's pretty scandalous. Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't like it.
Yeah. The teacher stuff really creeps me out.
Did she still work at that school?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I guess there's like probably nothing they could do about that because like he was 18.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Nope. It doesn't do it for me.
I don't know where they like draw the line.
I mean,
you know,
maybe like college professor student. Okay. But like high school? No, I'm sorry. Their brains are not fully developed.
I know.
Yuck.
I know.
Yeah. If I could go back in time, I wouldn't choose motherhood. I love my kids so much, but the ins and outs of motherhood doesn't suit me well.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people maybe can relate to this.
Yeah.
It's like you love your kids, but motherhood for me is definitely not what I expected it to be. Or perhaps I am not the type of mother I had always thought I would be.
Yeah.
So I can see why people would say this.
Yeah.
It just is. It's a lot different than I think people like anticipate it being.
Yeah.
I mean, this makes me sad because obviously it's like you love your kids and you're never gonna like get rid of them and you're gonna like see motherhood through.
Yeah.
So I feel sad that you don't like love the life you're living as a mother, but yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's hard too because like not only is like being a mom like a relationship, but it is for a lot and most of us like a job too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just think sometimes like society does like a disservice in kind of like showing what motherhood really is and like just like what the day to day of like being a mom looks like and like the mental health struggles and the body image struggles. And I don't know, there's just so much that goes into being a mom and like how much it changes you. So I think like, yeah, it would be easy to kind of look back and be like, what would my life be like if I never chose this? Like, who would I be? And so, yeah, I don't think, I mean, definitely give yourself grace, because I think those are probably hard thoughts to sit with. But yeah, like at the same time, like this is a choice you made, and yeah, you have to see it through. I'm like, you have your kids now, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's
yeah.
hard.
And like, yeah, it's like kind of like I was saying earlier about like, what did they say? Like, I only love one of my kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like you don't love this stage of motherhood, but perhaps like the older they get, you can learn to like motherhood more.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So
yeah. And or even like once your kids are adults, like maybe you'll thrive more in that, you know, relationship, but it's like you have to nurture that, mm-hmm. you know? So that's hard.
Yeah. That one is hard.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Do I have to read this one?
You have to read it. I'll read it.
You read it.
Okay. I like the smell of my own farts. And this is something I have never understood, because I've heard.
I'm so grossed out.
I have heard multiple people say this, and I'm going to say one thing. I feel like I can tolerate the smell of my own farts more than others because they're mine.
I right? mean, fair. Yeah.
But it's not like I'm like, oh yeah, love the smell. Yeah.
Like it's just, no, gross. But yeah, who, I see what you're saying.
Who is farting and is like, oh yeah.
I'm sure we can go on Reddit and find lots of people.
Like, right?
Oh, so gross.
Haven't you heard people say this before?
Yeah.
Like, I just, this is something I've never understood. I'm just like,
I
really?
Feel
like
it's
love
only
it?
Dudes that say this, though.
It's probably dudes.
Never girls.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably dudes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Gross, but I guess relatable to some. I worked at Culver's back in high school, and sometimes I'd spit in the ice cream if customers were rude. This is like my only consideration. Like, okay, not my only consideration, but I just feel like whenever I like they get my order wrong somewhere, I'm like scared to send it back, but I'm like bold enough to do it. Because I'm like, I paid for this, but it always crosses my mind. Like, are they going to freaking spit in my food?
Okay. So the job that I worked at in high school, the one where I made out with every manager I had, it was at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, I'm not justifying spitting in people's food because that's gross.
Yeah.
And rude. And just, yeah, just gross.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
No, no, no. But I will say, people are so nasty about their food. Like, people get so mean, especially to fast food workers. Yeah. And I think especially like also like teenagers, like teenage kids.
Yeah.
And so I can think of a few times that people have been rude enough to me that
you're like, I
would maybe be like,
this.
Ooh, yeah. But have I ever? No.
No.
Yeah. But and like I said, I don't justify that, but I'm just saying people can be really rude and nasty.
Yeah.
To fast food workers.
Yeah, I've literally seen it in real life.
But that makes me not want to eat fast food.
Yeah, I know. Also, it's so gross.
Yeah, I also know a girl that I worked with that has done this also.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. I used to make out with my friend's brother during sleepovers at her house. Ooh, that's juicy.
I love that for you.
I thought you were going to say you've done that.
Oh,
let me think about that.
No, genuinely, I have to think on it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think at a sleepover. No.
But you made out with a friend's brother?
Yes.
Wow.
A couple.
Wow.
And I don't think they know.
Wow.
Yeah. And I will not be saying who.
I mean, like, is it mine? My like 21-year-old brother?
Ew, Chelsea. No.
Oh my gosh. Do you think that happens more than people think? Like, I mean, you're sleeping over at a friend's house, and maybe, I don't know, maybe that happens more than like,
I don't know. Maybe not like so common, but like, yeah, I bet there's
yeah
a few.
Wow. So scandalous.
When I was 15, I stole a bottle of liquor from my parents' alcohol cabinet thinking they'd never know. When they realized it, I blamed it on my older sister who was always getting in trouble and they believed me. I still feel bad. I can't believe you, like, it's still a secret. I'm like, did the sister, I'm sure the sister like died on the hill that she didn't, but I don't know. This is what I always tell Vivi. I'm like, don't be the boy that cried wolf because mm-hmm. people have a hard time believing you.
Yeah, maybe like, I don't know, the level she got in trouble at was like really high, you know?
Oh, maybe.
And that's why it's still a secret.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It's nice to be the favorite child and to
seriously
get away with everything.
Seriously. Well, I hope you at least had fun.
Yep, I hope it was worth it. You dirty liar.
Oh, man.
One time I hit someone's car in the parking lot. I got out and it was just a little scratch, so I just drove away. Oh, this is so cringe.
Yeah.
It's just like the mom in me is like coming out in this one because yes. I'm just like,
how
you
dare
better
you?
Do the right thing. Yeah.
Yes. Like, how and dare especially you? If it was just a little scratch, like you could have, I don't know, like just write him a note and be like, hey, this is what happened. Like, I saw there's just a little scratch, but like, this is my number if you want to like do anything about it, and then take pictures. Mm-hmm. And like, I bet they would have done nothing about it. I actually, when I was in college, I like love tapped a car when I was trying to like parallel park. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it was dark and like, I couldn't see if there was like any damage done. So I literally just like wrote him a note, said exactly what I just said. And they texted me back the next morning. We're like, hey, yeah, there was like a tiny little scratch, but like, honestly, it's not a big deal. Like, thanks for being honest. Like,
oh, good.
Hard to find, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, no harm, no foul. Like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like. Mm-hmm.
You were probably, blessed for doing the right thing.
Yeah, they probably should have just, you probably should have just done the right thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. This one. Yeah. Just like if anyone hits my car.
Yeah, you better be telling me. Now no one's going to though. They're gonna be scared. Okay. I go through my husband's phone when he's asleep sometimes, and I get an inkling that he's hiding something. It's annoying because I feel like it's my intuition telling me to, but then I come up short, question mark. I know it's a breach of trust, but I won't ever tell him.
I mean, I've done this.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it too. I've done it too.
Yeah.
But I will say that I don't think doing things like this helps your marriage, helps your sanity.
No, it doesn't.
Like, I just feel like it just puts more of a wedge there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just not something I would do. And okay, I'm not gonna say that there's nothing that he's hiding, because there are so many ways people can hide the things that they're doing. But from what you're saying, I have a feeling you're going pretty in depth on his phone.
That's how I feel too. I feel like if there are not a lot of like blatant red flags, yeah, as in like him changing his password, him not like, does he let you look at his phone?
Right. Or does he always turn his screen away from you?
Yes. You know, things like that. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like if he lets you like look at his phone and it doesn't really bother him, or,
yeah,
you know, there's just not like anything like super obvious, then he's probably not hiding anything.
Yeah.
I feel like, you saying it's like your intuition telling you, it's more of like a paranoia.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel too.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
And honestly, it'll be easier for you to actually trust your intuition with like a level head. And I think honestly, like, you should tell your husband, maybe not necessarily that you like go through his phone, but just be like, I just, for whatever reason, have been having like weird feelings that like there's something going on that I don't know about, and I just like want to be put at ease. Like, maybe it's just my anxiety, mm-hmm, or maybe, and see how he responds, because I feel like their response is also very telling. Mm-hmm. If they are like immediately defensive, in my opinion, that's a red flag.
Yeah, that's a really good
point. It also depends on how you approach it too. But if you approach it as I just said, and you're just like kind of unemotional about it, and you just state it how it is, and you don't put any blame on them, you know, see how they respond.
Yeah.
And kind of go from there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And like I said, like I've done this too. It has been a while since I've just like gotten up and like gone through my husband's phone, like without him knowing.
Right.
I will say David and I are pretty open about like our phones. Like he is always on my phone. I mean, anyone who knows us knows that like David does not have an Instagram. Yeah. And so anyway, all of his friends will like send David the like David things through my Instagram.
Send you reels for him to look at.
But like anyway, like we're pretty open with our phones. But like I've definitely been there in the past and it's not a good feeling. And yeah, like you're better off, like you said, Haley, like just being like, I've been feeling this way and like it would make me feel a lot better if like I could just, you know, take a look with you maybe.
Yeah. Or like, let's talk about it and,
you
know, and just see their response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but sorry you've been doing that and feeling that way because it definitely doesn't help anything and it just sucks. So,
yeah. No, and it's not a good feeling to, like I said, kind of feel paranoid about that.
Yeah.
It's not like a fun place to be. So,
no, it's definitely not. Well, thank you, everyone. That is all of our confessions.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys submitting.
Yeah, those were fun.
Yeah, some of you got some real juicy things going on.
Yeah, wow. And I didn't know like so much would come out about me as well. But
I was planning on sharing mine, but Chelsea got roped into sharing hers. So
anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Please give us a follow on Instagram. We're at 2blondes.1pod. And please give us a rate and review. That would help us a lot. For our podcast in general. I don't know what I'm saying at this point. Anyway, we love you. We hope that you have a great week and we will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.